There is no place I'd rather be than in His presence. Thank you for joining us today for our weekly devotional thought. And now, our host, Essie Johnson.
Welcome to In His Presence, and thank you for joining us on today.
Our scripture passage for today comes from 2 Corinthians chapter 3 and verse 14. But continue thou in the things which thou hast learned and hast been assured of, knowing of whom thou hast learned them.
2020 has been an extraordinary year in so many ways, and we have experienced it collectively as members of the worldwide community and as members of our own country, as well as our personal and our church families. The truth is, for many of us over the years, our church family members, for all practical purposes, are part of our personal family. The celebrations of shared life experiences, the comfort in times of loss, the day-to-day connections are all there. As most of you, this year, I have experienced some losses within my own church family. As I read the scripture for today, I thought of a dear mother and smiled. She spent a lifetime teaching in word and action what Paul shares with us on today. Paul is in jail. He knows his own days are numbered, and yet his focus continues to be, how can I serve from where I am? How can I help God's people? The question was inward, but the results were outward. How can I win others and guide them in the truth? Once introduced to the truth of the gospel, Paul is compelled to live it, teach it, share it with others. He understands where the young pastor, Timothy, is in his own ministry and wants to provide him with the guidance he knows Timothy needs. Paul assesses the truth of the times. In the last days, this is how it will look. This is how it will feel. I share this not to frighten you, but I share it to help prepare you. When you see it, you'll understand. You will know what is going on and what to do. Men will place themselves above all else. It will be about their feelings, their perceived needs, their wants, their desires. Self-love is elevated to the highest position. As usual, the enemy encourages us to lose our sense of balance. We cannot occupy the throne. Yes, we're important, and we all have value, but that is because God made us. God formed us. God loves us. And it is He who gives us our purpose, who puts our destiny in motion. Aside from Him, we're nothing. Verse 2 of this chapter. For men shall be lovers of their own selves, covetous, boasters, proud, blasphemers, disobedient to parents, unthankful, unholy. Actually, I learned this scripture without even realizing it. In my childhood church, the pastor frequently quoted it to the point that even as a child, I could finish it when he started. His last statement was always, "We're living in the days, saints." For many years, people have felt that their time, their season, that is the time and the season spoken of here. In each generation, humanity seems to challenge itself to see if we can go lower instead of higher. The people of God must set the standard and then live the standard, not seek to know how little we can do and still hold on to the title Christian, but how much we can do for Him. Yes, these times are coming and they will challenge us. I also submit to you that just as Timothy faced these challenges, we will continue to face them. Paul continues in the text, without natural affection, truth breakers, false accusers, incontinent, fierce despisers of those that are good. Paul spoke into the life of the young pastor. Timothy had a great task before him. The people were tempted to put the focus on themselves rather than on the Word of God. Timothy was instructed to teach truth. Don't be discouraged if people don't want to hear. Don't be surprised if they want to shape and mold the Word of God so that it fits the desires of the flesh rather than being willing to conform themselves to the teaching of the gospel. The gospel changes us. We do not change the gospel. Paul taught us some important lessons. Serve where you are. Stop planning on what you would do if and when exclusively. Yes, we should all plan, but not to the extreme that there are only plans and no labor, no current ministry. Paul was a prisoner, and yet he mentored a young Timothy. He didn't say, wait until I'm free and I'll come and help you. The question is, how are we serving right now in this moment, in this place? What can we do in our situation to help promote the kingdom of God? If nothing else, could we call someone who is isolated and perhaps discouraged to offer some words of hope and a prayer? Share what we have. I remember the story of a woman in my own city who saw people living under a bridge and went home and made sandwiches to share with them. She didn't have a lot of money, but she could make sandwiches, and she did. When others saw her work, they joined in with her vision. Suppose she had said, "The job is too big. When I get some money, I'll help out." Start where you are with what you have. Paul had experience and wisdom, and his letters to Timothy bless not only the young pastor, but continues to bless those of us in the Christian community to this very day. Don't try to share God's throne. We are His servants. We serve, we pray, but we find our fulfillment in Him. Let's keep an humble spirit and keep self off the throne. It is not all about us. My friend that I mentioned earlier, after she would share her words of wisdom, she had a way of saying, "Carry on." Oh, we knew what it meant. Keep on doing the Lord's work. I urge you to continue in the good work God has started in you. So today, I urge you to carry on. Let's pray. Lord God, we thank you. We thank you that you are here with us this day, and we ask your guidance, your help, your direction, that we might fulfill those tasks that you have put to our hand for this time and this place. Help us, Lord. We know there is no small task in you, for if you assigned it, then we want to do it. We want you to have your way in our lives. In Jesus' name, amen. Have a blessed and beautiful week, and join us again next time in His presence.
You have been listening to In His Presence, your weekly devotional program sponsored by None Like Him Anywhere.